Welcome to Dial-A-Dork, everyone. My name is Irv Katz. I'm live in my basement, and I'm pointing. And I'm joined tonight by Dork Almighty, Matt Minar. How are you, Matt?
I won't know how I am until after the State of the Union address.
Does your state correspond with the Union state?
Hell no.
Do you really think that... I don't know. I can't remember the last time I've heard a State of the Union address that I actually sat there. I'm like, he's telling the truth.
Ronnie Reagan. He did great State of the Union addresses.
I'm not saying they weren't great. I'm just saying, were they the truth?
It's not
Didn't
about the
Bush
truth
say
in
that
politics.
We need to get off of big oil last year? Move off of oil? Or was that 2 years ago?
Probably two.
Lying.
All right, we're also joined tonight by Dewey the Answer Man, Drew Ivan.
Lick my dick.
Hello. is this microphone even on now?
I don't know.
What should I say something?
It looks like it's on.
It's definitely
weird.
Flashing.
Okay.
Well, you're holding it kind of funny, and you're not holding it close to your
He's
mouth.
He's holding like a rapper.
Drew, I have nothing to
AKA
say.
AKA Eminem.
Okay, and we also joined tonight by Dan the Master Googler, who has no computer. Dan,
I Google
Overton.
With my brain.
Ah, you Google with your brain. He's got the new Google Brain. Google Brain.
It's Google Inside.
Google Inside.
Google Inside, baby.
And we're also joined tonight by Poppy. Hi, Poppy. Okay, anyway, so...
would be nicer if she would speak on demand.
Say something. Say something.
She's, definitely not.
I don't know if you could hear her sniff the microphone. That sounds like the sequel album to Smell the Glove. Sniff the microphone. What do you think? No? Anyone? All right. So anyway, do we have anything in particular we want to talk about tonight? I know we have some user-inspired things. We have several of Shane's YouTube clips of the week. We've got a bare metal question of the week. We've got I've got a free software. Dork Almighty's free software of the week.
Do we have
any tales from the dork side or pieces of
flair? I have a tale from the dork
side. Okay, wait. You're raising your hand, Horseshack. What do you got?
A tale from the dork side and getting lucky with the soiree girls.
Yes.
And, oh, well.
Where's the sound effects?
We don't have sound effects. All right, you know what? We'll bust out the sound effects for the soiree girls segment, maybe, hopefully. All right, so you want to tell us your said tale from said dork side?
Already?
Well, what the hell? Why not?
Okay. Well, last Friday I went out to Santa Monica and hung out with our friend
Senor Crapple.
Senor Crapple.
All right. What did you? What
Doug
for?
Almighty. I was out there for.
Hey, don't dilute my brand.
You'll see me in court. There was a meeting out there, and he's out there, and so the two of us and one of his colleagues and one of my ex-colleagues and one of his ex-colleagues, actually, there was a sort of a relationship there. We all got together and did some what dorky things do you think we did in Los Angeles?
You went to see the La Brea Tar Pits.
That's right. We went to see
the
La Brea
Tar Pits. And the monsters therein.
I'm jealous.
And we went to see the mall where Back to the Future was filmed. Remember the Twin Pines Mall?
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah.
Interesting.
It turned out not to be a very good mall.
Oh.
I recently looked up the house that Poltergeist is filmed in. It's actually in Simi Valley.
Huh.
You can see it on Google Maps. I could probably show you again.
Can you see the ghost?
You went to
the
see
window?
The house that Polter...
on
have you been down here to see the house that
A
Christmas
not.
Story
I have
was
not.
Filmed in?
Doing some that on Google Maps, too.
Can you? Mm-hmm. Poltergeist is probably better. I don't know.
I think there were some...
it's two different movies.
Some dudes...
Highlander's good.
Some dudes painted
did I get
like,
that back to you?
What did they do? They painted like a giant middle finger or something like that on the roof of a building so that it would be seen on Google Maps. Or no, they did it like a long time ago. I don't know where they painted it on the roof of a building. But it was like a long time ago just as a prank. I don't know why, like for helicopters passing by or something. But now you can see it in Google Maps.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So that's kind of interesting. So anyway, like, so you went to the La Brea Tar Pits. What else?
That's right.
Is the tar still hot?
The tar is. I don't think it's hot, but it's still like
it's still warm.
Yeah.
So it's still bubble.
It bubbles with methane gas. Yes.
Really? Methane gas. So the dinosaurs are still farting, even though they're dead.
Actually, there are no dinosaurs in the La Brea Tar Pits.
The Siberian.
Yeah, there's the saber-tooth cats.
Dire wolves.
Which
were much less impressive. Because, you know, you fight them all the time in, like, Evercracken, World of Warcraft, and stuff like that. And they're less impressive in real life.
We just took something really dorky and made it even more dorky. That's why we're Dial-A-Dork.
That's why.
So that was at the La Brea Tar Pits. Everyone said, oh, they're not as cool as you think. But we went there, and it was actually pretty cool. There's the tar pits, which really aren't that great. It looks like a pond of murky water with bubbling and gook in it.
It doesn't look like really thick molasses stuff?
Not really from the surface.
Oh, that's terrible.
So how did the animals' bodies survive down there?
Well, what happened was they wandered in because either it was covered with water or dirt or leaves or something. And then they got stuck because, obviously, it's very viscous tar.
Viscous.
Sometimes they got out. Sometimes they just got stuck. And if they got stuck, then, you know, they were easy pickings for the dire wolves who came along or the buzzards or whatever. And then typically they got stuck, too.
Those aren't like the buzzards that live in Ohio, though, right?
They were probably like ancient
condors,
buzzards,
probably.
What's the buzzard down in Hinckley that the radio station's named after?
Oh, the buzzard.
Yeah, there's real buzzards. Yeah, there's some name from anyway. Sorry.
Anyway, they had this wall of dire wolf skulls. Apparently, they hunted in packs and weren't very bright. They had like 400 skulls on one wall, and they said this is about, you know, a tenth of what we pulled out of the pits. We didn't have space to show them all. So there's a lot of those. They had like all kinds of stuff that they pulled out of there.
So how did the La Brea Tar Pits form?
Before we get to that point, how do they pull all these bones out?
Well,
it's in divers?
No.
Wearing Teflon.
they had they're still actively excavating, but we didn't go see that. So I don't know the actual answer. I think it solidifies and like gets mixed in with dirt, and then it's basically just like...
Okay.
Any other dig.
Okay.
But the tar is still active, and they have, like, new tar pits opening up. Like, you'll walk across a squishy patch of grass in the little park there, and, you know, someday soon that may be another tar pit.
Hmm.
They said that the houses around there, if they have basements, they have, like, pumps to pump out the tar. Seriously.
Interesting.
Yes.
So, you know, how come the tree huggers and such don't get all up in arms at this environmental disaster?
Well, it's completely natural. I mean, it's like
is this oil?
I mean, going back to your question just a second, where did these come from?
Yeah. It's oil. I wanted to say that they showed this animated featurette, which you can find in IMDb, by the way, the La Brea Tar Pits video, but they don't have much information about it. They showed this
it's
really,
a really
cheesy
popular rental
animation of these animals getting caught in the tar. It was really hilarious. But then they also showed that like oil will bubble up near the surface and get folded into the dirt and junk through the
like proteins
through the seismic activity that happens around there, and it gets sort of mashed up into tar, and it sort of hangs out there right under the surface, and then over time, like erosion will expose a piece of it or cover up a different piece of it.
So where does the tar come from?
Underneath
oil.
Just underneath?
Yeah, it sort of gets made out of the oil, I think, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Dork.
Have they ever killed anybody in the La Brea Tar Pits?
Have I ever killed anybody?
Have they?
I believe
them.
There was only one human ever found there. It was like an ancient woman who they thought was...
It wasn't Jimmy Hoffa?
If it was, they're not talking about him.
Figures.
Yeah. Hmm. Mostly, there was a lot of bugs, you know, all kinds of different bugs. I'd hate to be the guy whose job it was to, like... They had, like, this perfectly intact-looking beetle with, like, all his wings and everything. I'd hate to be the guy that had to, like, brush that
chop
out of the
tar.
Wait a minute. This would make a great episode of, what is that show, Dirty Jobs?
Oh, yeah.
Dirty Jobs. Clean up the La Brea Tar Pits.
That's a good show.
The one with Paris Hilton and Nicole Richie. What was that show where they had to go do, like, shitty jobs?
Yeah. Surreal Life?
That sounds right.
The Real Life?
I think Surreal Life is the one with
Surreal. No, not Surreal Life. It's
Well, you know.
I don't remember.
You know what? You know how bad a show is when even the dorks don't know what the hell it is.
Fuck.
Oh. Don't watch Paris Hilton, people.
Why not? What'd she ever do to you?
She's lame.
Nothing.
Not exactly.
She looks like...
I don't think I'd want her to anyway.
Dude, she looks like she gave a really nice BJ in that video. What are you talking about?
You think so?
Yeah.
I wasn't that impressed by it.
Yeah, neither I.
Well, I guess, you know.
That's true.
Then again, he's the married guy, so what does he know?
That's true. He knows that there's no such thing as a bad blowjob.
Was it like, what do they say? Like, why is sex like a pizza? Because even when it's... Well, like, the nice version is even when it's bad, it's good. But the version I like more is even if it's bad, you still got to pay for it. Which I think is better. But
what if it doesn't get there in 30 minutes? Is it free?
Well, I mean, I don't care if I don't get there in 30 minutes. I'll keep going.
Are we still talking about pizza?
I ain't no minute man, motherfucker.
It's 2 minutes.
I'm a 2 minute man. All right, so is that your Tale from the Dark Side then? What else did you do? That was it?
And then we went out to the mall where they shot that scene from Back to the Future, and turned out not to be a very excellent mall, but they had a video arcade. That was pretty cool.
Were there any Arab terrorists in the parking lot?
I didn't see any.
Was the concrete still on fire from the tire burnouts?
It was on fire, but I don't think it was from that.
Oh, okay.
Let's move on, since we have limited time.
I read some article about the demise of the arcade. People in don't America really go to the arcade anymore.
Like Xbox, baby.
More than that, it's the live, the free online services.
I'll tell you where, I'll tell you, like, just a few years ago, I saw, like, you know, some kick-ass arcade action. I went to the Dollar Theater, the Cinemark Dollar 50 Theater in Willoughby Hills or Willowick or whatever that is, out on at Bishop Road and 90.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. And they have some video games in the lobby. And these kids were just lining up to play that dance.
Oh, I know what you're talking about.
DDR.
Dance
by Sam's Club?
Whatever they call it.
Dance Revolution.
Dance Dance Revolution.
It's like memory.
These guys were good. Actually, it was typical stuff. It was one, you had one winner and a line of challengers.
Yes,
and
sweet.
And the winner, I mean, literally was playing for over an hour straight.
It's a great workout.
Just drenched in sweat and did not want to quit. No way, you know, just unbelievable. Anyway, all right, so.
It takes coordination if you've never played.
and I'll never play.
There you go.
By the way, anybody who tuned in early might have heard the fantastic music that was playing.
Do we have to talk about this?
Paul Engeman's song, Scarface.
Come on.
Scarface, and in parentheses, push it to the limit. Push it to the limit! So, yeah. That was pretty fat. That was sent over. Who sent it over to us? Tim?
No, I think that was Shane, wasn't it?
No, I think it was Tim.
You think it was Tim? Might have been.
Yep, Tim.
Tim, that's right.
Well, what was really funny about it...
What I'm really disappointed in Tim is that he didn't give us adequate warning of about what we were about to be subjected to.
What do you mean?
What kind of warning did he said enjoy? Why would you warn someone about something that they would enjoy?
Did you see the mullet on that
guy? Dude, be careful. You're going to like this.
No, I'm not.
That doesn't sound right. That sounds stupid. All right. If you want to check it out, it's over at http://. Can we abbreviate that somehow? Like I heard like Kenny Rota, this local sports talk guy, he said instead of saying www, he goes dub dub dub.
I'm
dub 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 dot whatever whatever, and that's I'm down with that.
http.
Fine.
http colon slash slash.
No.
http.
We could say
same number of syllables.
I know, but then you just leave the colon whack out.
How about the
colon whack?
Yeah, but
standard.
How about leaving that off altogether and just starting with the
yeah?
Could do that or standard. URL
up. Opening. It's not though.
Something that starts with a C or a K. So it could be like suck.
You're just going to confuse people.
All right. Anyway, it's timetraveler.ytmnd.com.
It'll be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes. But it's really funny, and the the damn personal ad is the most hilarious
so not
part.
Funny.
Where it says
it's just scary.
All right, here's the mute. Here's the music again. But the says somebody to go. Wait, I gotta mute my laptop. All right, so this guy in a kick-ass mullet, dude, and it's a personal ad that says wanted somebody to go back in time with me. This is not a joke, and it gives an address and says you'll get paid after we get back. Must bring your own weapons. Safety not guaranteed. I have only done this once before, and you know. Combine it with the dude with the mullet and then the song Scarface, Push It to the Limit. It's actually a pretty funny whole funny deal there.
You should be aware that it's Time Traveler with one L.
Time Traveler with one L. Thank you. Thank you very much for pointing that out. And Tim, thank you very, very much for sharing that with us.
Thank you, Tim.
Speaking of Tim, why don't we just...
We should read
his
email.
Why don't we jump right into Matt's wet dream question of... I mean, Tim Wurzel's bare metal question of the week. and I will read.
Why don't you paraphrase, because it's a long email.
I will read in its entirety.
I read good.
I read good. Dorks, I'll preface this by saying you may want to get Matt a towel to wipe himself off with, because he's probably going to love this question.
Already got it, baby.
All right, he's already
it
got the
good.
Towel. He's actually already exhausted from reading the question four times
today. I
wonder
why I was sweaty when I came in.
It was not DDR.
I wonder why his cube smelled like baby batter. All right. The IT guy here at work has been... what the hell are you looking at?
Nothing.
Are you looking at any of those YouTube links that were flying around?
I would never do that.
What are you looking at?
Did you ever go to fuzzysquid.com/lj.php?
I'm pretty sure I haven't.
J. It's the last 40 images posted to LiveJournal.
Are they funny?
Some are funny, some are normal, but it's usually nice out legs. Of 40, there's
will it
at
be
least
in the show
one
notes?
That's funny.
Will it be in the show notes?
Since you ask so nicely, I'll put it in the show notes.
Okay.
But it's
watch,
you know
watch
it's
your chair, Matt. By the way, you have to.
It's pretty well random. It's just you know the last 40 things posted. So
what's
sometimes
LiveJournal? Should I know what LiveJournal is?
Hey, Matt, what's LiveJournal?
Looks like it's a pink camisole.
It's some kind of social networking
okay.
thing.
Looks right, like any, MySpace.
Anyway, so Tim Worsel says the IT guy here at work has been trying to get me to use Linux for a while now. I've been open to it, but I don't really want to start learning it on my main computer. So given that my father just purchased a new laptop. I now have my old computer back. It's a Celeron 566.
Ooh.
Yes, I know it's horribly old and slow, but the IT guy here assures me that it should be fine running Linux, and I would agree. So I want to put Linux on it to start to learn it, and then eventually put it on my main machine. So I would like some suggestions as to which version I should pursue. I really don't want to spend any money on it, so it's got to be free. There are non-free
Red Hat.
Linux.
Yeah, there are non-free with commercially supported Linuxes.
That's Linuxes. Very good. Linux. The IT guy here has Suzy, which is spelled
wrong.
Like, right, it's S-U-S-E. That's okay. That he's willing to give me, but I haven't done much research into the versions out there, so some suggestions would be nice and why. I'd like to know what I'm getting and why it's better than other types. And so we'll stop right there, and there's a part two to the question, but it's unrelated to this. So
is this the IT guy that built the machines with the broken RAM?
Probably.
Okay.
That's probably also the IT guy that handed out the off-brand USB pen drives. But
yeah,
that's,
yeah.
Well, probably the same one that bought the print cartridge for him.
I think this is... Oh, yeah, that guy. And maybe it was the same IT guy, that guy that was caught jerking off in the... never mind. Anyway, go ahead. So you were saying...
You know, when you're going to say something funny, you really need to work on your delivery.
Well, when he says something funny, maybe he will laugh.
Not the delivery
yeah,
it's rough being Irv down here in his basement.
It's DiGiorno.
It's DiGiorno.
It's not the delivery.
It's not the delivery. It's DiGiorno. That's right. You need to work on your DiGiorno.
How is pizza like Irv's jokes?
It's all messy.
Even when they're bad, they're good.
Thanks, Drew. Appreciate that a lot.
They're free even if they're late. All right, they're ready
in 25 minutes.
You know, I gave this some thought today because we got the email earlier today, and I initially was going to go off on this 30-minute tirade of open source goodness. But
let me cut you off right there.
But I decided to cut myself off. Figuring that as a Linux newbie or you know intermediate user.
Or noob.
Noob.
For newbies out there.
The most important thing, Tim, is your nearest friend that has Linux experience is going to be like your lifeline, and whatever version that dude's using is the one that you want to start yourself on. They're all similar enough that you're
why
really
does, why not does the nearest Linux user have to be male?
I said friend,
and then you said dude. Did
Susie I? Doesn't sound like a dude.
I don't remember if I said dude or not.
You said dude. Like you said you're going to want to use whatever that dude is using.
Well, totally. You need to use whatever that person
what I'm,
is
you can
using.
Say dude. What we're also dude saying is ways. You totally don't want to meet any girl using Linux. I'm pretty sure.
And nor will it help you meet girls.
Well.
Yes, exactly. It won't.
Regardless.
Well, it'll help you meet the girls you don't want to meet, I think.
Marta.
It will help. What? It will help you by not getting your computer infected as you're looking for mail order brides.
Looking for mail order brides?
Sure.
That use Linux?
Yes.
Start
what about
with
female order
Bulgaria.
Brides?
The Romanians, those girls are hot.
Okay, please continue.
Anyway, so the main point is that just okay. Whoever you're nearest, use that version. They're similar enough, it's not going to matter to you initially. That's the way you need to go. If it's Susie, that's fine.
No, so some of these Linux versions come with, you know, really refined GUIs.
All of them do now. And quite frankly,
but are you would you even recommend he start that way? I mean, what's the point of starting that way, really? I mean, why not start with something like, you know, really something simple like Debian or something like that, that's just all like
or Meepus.
All of the versions.
Well, that has like X
can
right?
be installed, you know, without the graphical head to them. So it doesn't matter.
What do you want, Dewey?
There's a. I'll put it in the show notes. There's a link for a website that you can use to help you choose a Linux distribution, and you put in, you know, check off some things, some features that you want, like ease of installation, perhaps.
What's the name of the website?
The name of the website is called Help Choosing a Linux Distribution. Linux Distribution Chooser.
.com?
The URL is
zillionnicestudios.net/lbc/index.php
??
It'll be in the show notes.
It'll be in the show notes.
Okay.
So you can tell it what you're looking for, and it'll spit back a list. It's like a wizard that you step through.
The point
all
is,
right,
though,
well, that's pretty cool.
That he wanted to use a couple of the things in it as a business PC, so that he's, you know, probably not going to be doing, you know, command line stuff off the get-go. So
I guess he didn't really specify if he wanted to learn, like,
if he
to
wants
be like a you know, a real...
If he wants to use it as his main machine, ultimately, you have to assume that he's going to use it for office-type, you know, activities, which means internet, email, and then
now,
OpenOffice.
What about, like, these the installers? Which one has the simplest installer?
You didn't cream yourself over this.
That's not pertinent, because it's
why
not...
Why is that not pertinent?
Because
installing
it is,
Linux can be really fraught with peril when you're like, I don't know what packages I want.
When was the last time you installed Linux?
I just recently installed nothing recently. See, I don't know. I installed Ubuntu recently.
They've changed a lot. So it's
isn't
not
Ubuntu's really easy.
It's not hard.
You like
in
put the
any
CD,
of them anymore.
You put the CD in and you say like, yeah. I say, yeah, I want to install it. It's like, okay, right. And it does everything.
Anyway, so there's two.
I think Debian does the same thing.
Debian does too. There's two things here. We don't need to make it complicated. He needs somebody who knows something about Linux, who's close that he can ask for help,
like his IT
without
guy?
Having to go to
like
you know forums
like
and stuff
dorks.
Like that.
Okay.
The second thing is all of them have pretty much the same features nowadays. And three, if he really, really, really wants to try a couple of different flavors, then he can try out live CDs, which are just CD-based
right.
distributions of any Linux,
that's
and they're
right.
all out there.
And you
there.
Could do that on your main machine because you wouldn't really affect anything.
You don't affect any of the data on your hard drive.
So you're saying those live CDs don't connect to existing partitions?
Yeah,
on
so where does it put memory?
Computer?
It creates something called a RAM disk.
Well, yeah, I mean, it creates a RAM disk for itself, but it doesn't, I'm saying it doesn't
a RAM disk
recognize.
Is right. memory in, it's a hard drive
okay,
in nice. Memory.
But like you're like, let's say you're booting like some Nopix.
Yeah,
live CD or something like that, and it's not going to see like your NTFS partitions or anything like that, and do anything with it.
You can mount that part as a part as.
So
a,
you could fuck
you could
up
if
your,
you wanted to,
yeah.
but I don't think it does by default. Last
okay.
time I've worked with a live CD, it does not by default do
okay.
that.
Okay,
the idea is
so that's
to
actually
keep
a hell of an
destroying
idea.
Destroying yourself.
That's a hell of an idea.
That is
you
a
could,
good
you
idea.
You could come, you know, in the matter in a course of a week or two, you could come up with about, uh-huh. you know, six or seven. You know, do one you know, download one live CD per day because each one's probably going to be like 600 megs. Or something.
There'll be a list in the show notes of live CDs you can download.
Yeah.
Great.
I think it's a bad idea though because it's a great
you
idea. No,
dick.
It's a great idea to go look at stuff if you feel like browsing it. But if you really want to learn how to use it on a day-to-day basis,
jump into one and go
just
with it.
Jump one, try it out for a month or two, and you know, go with it. You know, quit dicking around.
Very well. And
do
yes,
it.
And yes, your 566 will work fine. Although. Shouldn't he be working with a more stripped-down version of Linux on a 566?
What? Most of them are pretty good at detecting what's there and installing. You know,
how many RAMs are in it?
Yeah, the RAM.
Rams, yeah, that's a good question. Yeah.
Since we don't know the.
All right. Well, know. Okay. So there you go, Tim. You've got. You've still got a million billion choices out there. Pick one.
No, he's got one choice. Whatever the guy that he's going to be getting
right.
support from is using.
Okay,
just use
like
that
Susie.
One. Sounds like Susie.
Susie. Okay, Susie is fine. I know people who use Susie.
Mm-hmm.
And it has a cool like logo. I like it.
Yeah,
logo.
It does.
Okay.
It does.
All right, now, Tim also said his girlfriend's mom.
Uh-oh.
His girlfriend in Canada. All right. His girlfriend's mom does a lot of basic photo editing and printing of home photos, color correction, cropping, etc. She's been using Photoshop Elements, and it's been giving her a lot of problems. She has an iMac, about 2 years old, and I told her to start using iPhoto. She apparently doesn't like it because she asked me the other day about buying Photoshop. I told her she's crazy for wanting to spend all that money for photo touch-up. Any suggestions on some cheaper alternatives?
Yes.
GIMP?
I wouldn't go with GIMP for just basic touch-up. I was thinking Picasa.
What about Paint Shop?
What about Paint Shop Pro?
PSP?
Paint Shop Pro looks like it's $60 or something.
Microsoft Paint?
She's using a Mac. You piece of shit. What you want to do is install a virtual server. You know, you want to do VMware and then install Windows and then use MS Paint.
No. Picasa do the basic stuff that, you know, red eye reduction and resizing and stuff like that?
Cropping?
I believe it does. You can also rotate. I know
Front View. Earth View does cropping.
But that's not Mac, is it?
No.
Yes.
You fucking idiot.
I don't know.
No, Paint Shop Pro is not Mac either.
It's not?
No.
Well, can we do a Google search for photo editing, you know, Mac or whatever?
I would be curious, what's wrong with Element? What's wrong with Photoshop Elements?
Well, I don't know.
Having problems
she says
with
it's not running
way.
Very well, apparently.
What's the next version of Photoshop Elements?
I don't know.
What changed that made it work badly? And what's wrong with iPhoto?
I don't know. She doesn't like it.
I think, Tim, that you need to give us a little more detail on that particular question.
Pro-level photo editor, best photo editing software, consumerresearch.com.
I would be sure that Google makes it redistributable.
It does. Adobe Photoshop Elements 5 is $80.
Oh, it's cheap.
Photoshop Elements 4 is available for Mac OS 10. Picasa doesn't work on Mac, I don't think.
Really?
No?
It doesn't look like it. The GIMP does work on... the GIMP is also the only free image editor compatible with Mac OS 10.
Good luck figuring it out.
Yeah, I don't like that thing at all.
I like it.
Adobe Shop Creative Suite 2 is like $650. Apple Aperture. But if she's got a two-year-old computer, she's probably going to want to stick with something somewhat simple. So I'm going to say, like, you know, if she's using an older version of Photoshop Elements...
Upgrade.
Older than 4, why don't you try an upgrade? Maybe that'll work, but...
It's possible that they did a OS, you know, update that, you know, made it incompatible.
It's giving her a lot of problems. I don't know what kind of problems.
It doesn't say.
And I don't know what...
Well, two-year-olds can be a handful.
Terrible twos.
It's a two-year-old computer, right?
Yeah. However, I guess we don't have a lot of details. Don't know what kind of problems we're talking about. I'm worried that a two-year-old iMac isn't gonna work so hot with a real version of Photoshop.
Oh, I wouldn't spend the money for it. It's way too much.
However, you could possibly go on eBay or something and get a year-old version.
I'd say if she's comfortable with Elements already, get the upgrade. See what happens.
She knows the interface.
She knows the interface. It's $80. That's not much at all. It makes a good, I don't know.
He can pick it up when he gets
Valentine's
his new
Day present for his, you know, whatever.
Well, you know what, Tim? If you want to write back and give us some more details about the kinds of problems that she's having with the Photoshop Elements,
we can talk a little bit more.
We can address it in the next show.
Is I'd be willing Photoshop to bet you can find it cheaper than that too.
I wonder
if
she's
around a little bit.
Yeah, maybe.
Photoshopping Tim out of all the pictures of her daughter.
I think it's his mom. No, his girlfriend's mom. Yeah, maybe.
That's the kind of problems I'd expect.
Or maybe putting him back into all the old photos where he's not present.
Yeah.
That'd be kind of cool, actually.
people are cyber-sexing for cash in World of Warcraft. One male WoW gamer's experience turning tricks for gold as a female avatar.
Why do you think Dr. J's on there all
the
time?
He was like... I was earning zilch when I played legitimately, but cyber whoring paid off in virtual dividends. Instantly, I earned the equivalent of 80 cents and boosted my wage to a near real-life $4 an hour wage. That's way better than those Chinese gold farmers at 12 clients an hour. Oh, I don't know. What does that mean anything to anybody here? I don't actually play, so I go to actual whores.
For $4 an hour? What? Jesus.
I don't. This is good. Dick Cheney still has over 400,000 Halliburton stock options. Sweet.
But he gives the profits to charity, so he's all right.
Oh, he does?
It's okay.
Oh, he does?
That's what they said.
Okay, good.
I'd like to see an audit of his accounts. Somehow I doubt it.
That. I think that makes about 200 million of us.
Yeah.
Hold on a second. Before you go rooting around in Dig. There's some other stuff going on technology-wise.
Well, go ahead.
Apple is still in a fight with Cisco over the iPhone trademark.
I haven't heard about
that in like a week. I saw something on it just like yesterday or something.
We were like jizzing over the iPhone, right?
Yeah.
A couple of weeks ago. Now people are like, okay, they may have shot their wad too soon.
Agreed.
They may have overpromised, and now if they underdeliver, people are going to be really upset because they're probably going to pay a lot for that thing. Plus, they did it kind of in a such before settling the whole iPhone naming thing with Cisco.
Right.
Plus, they may have stolen the idea and the technology from another cell phone manufacturer who just released their touchscreen phone. No, I saw that. I saw that. Where was that? That was like maybe like a few days ago. Wait, let's see. Was it a Kyocera, actually?
I have no idea.
Sounds crazy, but...
I can't even spell that, so I'm not going to try.
Well, can't spell what?
Kyocera.
Not Ikea... No. No. Now, where the hell is the goddamn thing? God damn it. How are they sort newest? No, sort by most digs.
Wait a minute, and then didn't India launch a satellite?
China shot down a satellite.
Shot down a satellite with the laser. That's right. Star Wars all over again.
They did shoot it down? I don't know. They shot a rocket in the air.
I think they can shoot it down.
Yeah, something.
Well, they shot it. No, they did destroy one because they're worried about more particles being at that level in the atmosphere.
Wait a minute, what's this?
Supposedly, at 524 miles above the Earth, the level of space junk has doubled since that happened. Because there's that many more pieces floating around in that old satellite they blew up.
Nice job.
What I don't get is why is the world so pissed when we did the same stuff 25 years ago? Why is it okay for us to do it, but not the Chinese?
Well, because we're not Chinese.
Clearly.
I don't know.
I don't know. What's the point anymore, you know?
Demilitarization of space.
Yeah, just about.
But all of our
somebody's going to the moon too. Like somebody's moon program.
Yeah, China is, I believe.
Yeah.
What are you people talking about?
Well, if you pay attention to technology news,
I do pay attention. China's going to the moon. Did you hear that these guys are making money whoring in World of Warcraft?
I told you, Dr. Jay told us all about it last week.
He did.
Yes, you missed it.
I did.
Yeah, you were sleeping.
I was.
Didn't you know you have little narcoleptic fits and you fall asleep?
I am so glad you brought up narcolepsy.
Uh-oh.
Because the fucking YouTube clips of the week involve... Did you see the fainting goats that guy sent?
Oh, my God.
Was that the funniest goddamn thing you've ever seen?
That could be the funniest video I've ever seen.
Okay, look. I mean, you fucking go to YouTube, all right? And you just look for... Just search for... Fainting all right, like goats. Shane's YouTube clip of the week, all right? Go look for fainting goats, okay? You go for the fainting goats, and it is so goddamn hilarious. Poppy quit chewing on my toe. This is a whole, breed of goat that just when they get startled, all their muscles go stiff, and they usually just fall over, and their legs just stick out, and some actually can fight it and actually, stay upright and kind of...
Prepare for the funniest thing you've ever seen. Do we?
But this wait, you gotta see what when I hit it, you gotta see the fucking narcoleptic dachshund.
Oh, really?
The sleeping dog. No, the narcoleptic dachshund is the funny. The Skeeter, the narcoleptic poodle, is not funny. It's actually kind of sad because he's really upset about it. The fact that he can't stay awake for anything. But what are you looking at? The fainting goats. You look at the goats. The fainting goats are fucking hilarious. But if you search for Rusty the narcoleptic dog. Come here, you gotta see this shit. Or wait till he finishes.
All right, stop your rambling commentary because there's a couple of things to say about this. Okay. I got this same.
Wait, you gotta see Rusty the narcoleptic.
I'll look at
it's
Rusty.
It's so hilarious.
In a second, you know.
Okay.
I got this same YouTube link from eight people today.
Oh, the spiders on drugs?
It was the spiders on drugs last week and the fainting goats today.
You gotta look up spiders on drugs.
Good? Talk about an internet
spiders
meme.
Spiders on drugs
all
one of
a sudden.
The funniest things you're ever
really?
Gonna see.
Really? I saw it. I didn't watch it.
Oh, you gotta watch it and listen. It's fucking
hysterical.
Hilarious. It's all right. Absolutely hilarious. It is so fucking funny. And also, the cool thing that the thing Shane sent over was if you go to oldschool.org/pc/8088_corruption. I guess so. This you're saying this guy did full motion video,
video
on an AO88, full motion video, and he's going to be at Nauticon.
Yeah, yeah, it should be really cool.
All right, wait. What are you looking for? Rusty the dog.
We got the dog. Yeah.
It takes a second. Did you see it the whole thing?
Oh, he fell. And then the whole thing.
I'm trying to keep up with the show notes.
Rusty the narcoleptic dog, I think, is absolutely hilarious.
Bruce's doing a good job over here.
He's the man.
Anyway, internet memes make it around really damn fast nowadays.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they're on the internet
now. No, I'm just, you know,
You bastard. No, dude. Did you see Rusty the narcoleptic dog?
Yes, we watched Rusty the narcoleptic. How come we haven't? We didn't do the getting lucky with the soiree girls thing. You said you had one.
We're gonna.
It's coming.
True.
We're gonna.
Okay.
All right.
Well, we're gonna.
While I'm thinking about it, though, MySpace recently announced, as in today, that they're going to start putting Amber Alerts on their site. Wow. So tech news for sites like YouTube, MySpace.
Yeah, you know, and they
Amber
there
Alerts.
Was
yeah, Amber Alerts.
There was something.
I didn't read
else.
It because I don't have kids, but.
Yeah, that's what I mean. There was something about parental control over something of certain access rights and stuff like that to the site. Good idea.
What is? Amber Alert on MySpace.
Own us.
I don't. How is that going to work exactly?
I didn't read the article, so I don't want to.
How would you know to go to it? Or when you go to MySpace, it's going to have a big banner thing. It's like, hey, by the way, this kid was kidnapped.
They should do that for the whole internet. If you're online, they just flash it across your screen.
That would be
pop-up blocker.
A problem.
Have you seen these kids? 4 million Windows try to launch on your computer. Windows XP crashes.
Impossible.
All right,
is there a limit to the number of Windows you can have open?
I'm sure that there is.
I wonder what it is.
The first number that would come to my mind is 255.
It's either that or the next one up.
I think this
65,
is
65,
kind of,
whatever it
yeah,
is.
65, 536.
This
yeah.
might be kind of mean. This guy keeps putting pieces of tape on his cat, and then he...
Cats
then the,
are evil.
And then the cat tries to walk, but he doesn't want to walk.
They deserve whatever they get.
He put the tape on his stomach, and
save
now
save it for next
walking.
Week. We already have 3 YouTubes this
oh,
week.
Oh, sorry.
Did you guys hear, or did you guys see the picture on Dig? I believe it was yesterday, or maybe Friday. The big screen in Times Square in New York had crashed, and they had the BIOS of the machine that was running the
oh,
screen.
Oh, fat. That's
had a
awesome.
Picture of it. Somebody took a picture with their camera phone.
What was it?
It was blacked out. You couldn't see the middle of it.
Oh,
so.
That sucks.
That's pretty neat. That's pretty neat.
I wonder what the uptime was on it, if it was Windows or if it was,
There it is.
It.
Drew has found it.
What? Oh, the thing?
Yep.
The thing with the thing?
I must have one big floppy drive.
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you're right. You can't see it. Oh, well.
Did you see, Drew, that Sony made a OLED television? Did you see that?
I heard about that, yes. Congratulations. Hey, you know what I heard about OLEDs? Maybe you can verify that. I think it was OLEDs.
What?
The blue pixels wear out much faster than the other ones.
Probably.
They're a little color, right?
And then your colors
then you're
are
fucked.
Off. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably true because I think the blue LED was actually like the last LED, like they had a hard time making a blue LED in the first place.
Mm.
And yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. I don't know what it is about blue light that's so difficult.
Well, you know, it's a
it's from God.
It's a
it is.
Oh
no!
It's
got
really
it,
hard
it,
to
it,
focus
it,
on.
It has to be the wavelength,
the Doppler shift,
because it's so far at the other end.
Definitely.
The Doppler shift?
Definitely a Doppler shift.
Dual
we can
Doppler
say whatever
radar?
We want because Dr. J's not here.
Quadruple Doppler radar.
How many fucking Dopplers do you need to tell me it's going to snow?
Yeah. How many Dopplers does it take to tell you it's going to snow?
How many
Four.
Dopplers three. Does it take to fucking a light bulb?
One, two, three.
All right,
a
so.
One, a two, a three.
Bring in the soiree girls.
Well, wait. Did we finish all the?
YouTube
what's the free
YouTube?
Software?
Oh yeah, the free software.
The
free
soiree girls. Let's do those
the
in the last 20 minutes.
Free software is called SIW.
Sue.
I don't know how you would say it exactly.
Sue.
But
system
it's not,
information
it's not, it
for Windows.
Yeah.
It'll be in the show notes.
Well, SIW is a little standalone program. You don't have to install it. It's a little standalone program that gives you a full, and I mean full, comprehensive readout of your system information. And I mean like install codes for, you know, like the 25-digit install code
really?
For your Windows or Office.
Oh.
Aha. Uh-huh. So, like, I used it recently uh-huh. because I inherited a server. Because
Times Square crashed.
This is really
the troubleshooter.
Free software.
This is free.
Why don't you
free.
Run it, Drew?
Why don't I run it?
Yeah, run it.
I
haven't
it's totally free.
Get you the code. Download it real quick and run it.
So it's all free software.
Oh, well, yeah. Free software. Well, the thing is, I inherited a server that had a copy of Windows 2000 server running on it. It was fully licensed, and I had the... I had the holographic media, but not the install key.
Okay.
Okay, I don't have the COA either because this was before COAs, I believe. But, I needed to get the install because I had to uninstall. I basically had to, you know, wipe the server out.
Oh,
so
yeah, good idea.
I basically had to wipe the server out, so I needed the install key, and I got it through that, and it worked beautifully. It was great. It was beautiful.
Interesting.
Yeah. What do you think about that?
I'm running
it's brilliant. Now. There's been many times where I've been like, damn it, where's my office key?
Right.
And you can't find it.
That's right. You can get it off of there. Sometimes, you know, there's like an installed applications portion, I think, where you can find that. There's also, so it's
I think I've seen
program.
This once before.
It's a great little program. And the great thing about it is that it's a standalone, and you don't have to freaking run an installer and then an uninstaller or whatever. It's just a little standalone, and it works great.
Wow. Yeah, this is great.
Isn't that great?
I'm nice. Running it now.
You said that already.
Holy shnikes.
I have a few things installed.
Yeah.
It can take a little while to run.
Do you like to flock?
Excuse me? Later, call me.
You guys are going to flock later?
Amazing.
Whoa. So, okay, so does it just get that out of the registry? I mean, it must store.
I don't know. I mean, it just knows where to look.
I know the key is not stored in the registry.
Oh, it's not.
It's part of the product UI or something like that. I don't know.
Mm.
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 Yes, sir.
Mm.
Can you open that up?
Can you?
Ah!
No.
Select all.
You can highlight everything. Interesting. Good one, Irv.
Fascinating.
You like that one?
Mad props, Irv.
All right. You're welcome.
Good job,
Irv. Very welcome. What else we got? What else we got?
Some more free software?
I don't know.
Do you have one?
This twerked my brain just now. When I was on one of my many consulting gigs,
okay.
We had to do a network discovery of all the machines that were out there. And there's a piece of free software that's called Win Inventory. And I think it's actually Winventory.
Win,
if I remember.
Winventory.
And it's pretty good to go out and it'll search your network and bring back a lot of the same stuff we just saw on this, if I remember correctly.
Uh-huh.
Also free, also good for those network admins out there that don't listen to us. Would have been nice to have before.
Hmm. What is it?
There's a bunch of free software for doing these podcasts and stuff like that, too, that we should probably update our list
and tell people about.
It's
interesting you even talk about that because... The people we use this product called Simplecast from Spatial Audio.
Yeah.
And you know, I decided to go ahead and buy it. It was like $50-$60. And that gives us the ability to use the Audio Realm listing and player.
Right.
Which is kind of cool. But now they've got their new SAM broadcaster, which has like a whole bunch of new encoders. I'm using like MP3 or whatever, but it has a bunch of, you know, like AUG and Windows Media and AAC and all this stuff, but it also can do like some playlisting stuff and also can do this thing where you can like get into. It's almost like it can AdWords or like a banner network, you know. Except that it can stream like ads into your broadcast. So like from an external source, you can stream ads into your broadcast and make money. But the advertisers, you know, like you work with. I don't fucking understand, man.
It's all about advertising.
I don't really, you know.
Well, we're not doing this as a for-profit deal anyway, so.
Well, no, but actually, I have to tell you that this guy, Tim Vaughn. Okay.
Yeah. No.
You talked about this?
Yeah, we talked about
well,
this.
Well, like W... Oh, okay, you know.
Yeah,
you
I know about it. Exactly.
So Don tells me that he gets a call from him.
Nice.
To let him know that he's... there is a slot open on the station.
Dial of Dorks back on the air!
Well, here's the thing.
Broadcasting with 10,000 watts of power!
They would 1.1 gigawatts.
It would be Monday through Friday.
Oh, my God. My
Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 p.m.
Well, that's a lot more frequently than once every other or third week that we do now.
That's true. But however, if we were going to do that, it would have to be a really, like, you know, it would be like full, you know, like a real enterprise thing. I mean, we would have to get, you know, a big time sponsor, and we would all have to make money at it.
Seems reasonable to me.
You know,
or if at
we'd
least,
all have
at
to make some money,
break even without having to, you know. Put
so
it,
if you're
put
a millionaire out there and you would like to hear us 15 times more often than you do.
Well, it would be interesting, though, because don't forget, I mean, if we're doing a show every single night, if we're not getting callers, we're going to have something to talk about. And that might include some preparation of some kind.
And a lot fewer swears.
A lot fewer swears. Don't don't talk to me about swearing on air. This was the guy who said fuck on WERE.
I did.
You know?
It was an accident.
Well, I know it was an accident. I'm just saying you did it. So.
Shit! God damn!
Did you really say that?
Yeah, I said that.
The FCC call us?
They called me.
You know what?
I just turned over some porn and the guy went away.
Somebody had to be listening.
Somebody had to complain.
Yeah. Luckily, that didn't happen.
Somebody had to be listening.
It was a wardrobe malfunction.
Luckily, we've got four listeners right now. Hi, everybody. By the way, if you're listening, you know, by the way,
how come you're not on
dorks at dial-a-dork.com? I mean, if you're listening, shoot us an email and let you know.
You know, so
what?
These people.
Like a chat?
Yeah, why don't, yeah, I mean,
I could be on a chat, sure.
Do we have dorks at, you know, can we?
I think we have dial-a-dork at yahoo.com. I mean, I think.
You should get that. We have that at Gmail too, don't we?
I don't know.
You should, and
when
then we could use Game.
Yeah, when I get Game
And fire up both Yahoo
game.
And Google at the same time.
You got Game?
I got Game, man.
What is Game?
GAIM. It is a open source project. It's now in release 6 of its second beta, and
woo!
It's hot. It is awesome. It's a fast little program, no ads. Supports all the major protocols, Yahoo, MSN,
it integrates
Google,
all the different chat
AOL.
Clients that are out
yeah,
there.
Yeah, integrates everything. AIM.
Rather
AOL.
Than having 7 different chat clients on all your machines, you have
one.
Game, and it runs all these different chat clients for you.
Neato.
And it's nice.
Burrito.
It is nice in that you don't actually have to be logged into like your account through a web browser if you do that kind of chat. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like if you're logged into Yahoo, you can't, and you have like 2 Yahoo aliases, you can't do that. You can with this. It's a nice, slick little program. It does
it
transparency
cool.
And all kinds of good stuff.
We could be online chatting.
Yeah,
all right,
with
maybe
our
we'll
listeners.
Do that. Maybe we'll do that. Who wants to set that up?
I'll set it up.
All right, you'll set it up. So we'll do Game, and that'll be great. So we'll make sure we
have
the Dial-A-Dork
Gmail invitations left.
Hit the game, not
you're
the
kidding
player.
Me. I've got a billion.
Yeah, I've got a bunch.
Okay.
Tell you what, you guys set up the Gmail. All right,
so we'll set up the chat too.
And
but
I'll
you know,
set up the Yahoo one.
But what the hell? I mean, if you are out there listening and you're sitting, obviously you're sitting in front of a computer,
send
us
email.
An email. Let us know how the show's going and if there's anything you want to hear about or if there's any links that you found interesting. You know, interact with us during the show. It helps because we don't prepare. So, yeah.
Well, we're prepared to talk about just about
we're
anything.
We're
right.
prepared because I don't know about you guys, but I like surf, you know, all day long. So I'm always prepared to shoot the shit about what's going on. But that's cool. But what else? What did we?
I
okay, we
got to
get lucky with the soiree
today.
Girls here. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on a second. Hold on. We gotta get lucky.
Thank you very much.
We gotta get lucky with the soiree girls.
So the woot item today is a SanDisk Memory Stick Pro.
Yeah, I saw that.
What
I decided.
What uses a Memory Stick Pro?
Beats the hell out of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't come up with that.
I don't hear anything. I think I muted my. Let's see.
Good job.
Yeah. Thank you. I want to get lucky with the soiree girls, don't you?
In 30 minutes or it's free.
All right, well, here comes the porn music that was sent to us by Digital Daredevil. I mean, I think we credited the... Ray Frankel sent this.
Yeah, it's Ray.
Yeah,
but
Ray.
Digital Daredevil
sent
the Price is Right Loser theme and the Getting Physical with Dr. J thing. So.
All of it is the bomb. We'll get it worked into the show. Just give us some time, gents.
All right, well, anyway...
I suppose Digital...
Anyway, we got the music going. So, Drew, do me a favor. Turn the lights down low.
Okay, there you go.
All right, Dan, put on your leopard print G-string.
I'm wearing it already, baby.
And Matt, start using Nair on your back.
Oh.
Because it's time to get lucky get lucky with the soiree girls, baby. Time to get lucky. So, Drew, tell me, what is the search string, my friend?
So you put this word in Google, and you click on feeling lucky, and then you and then you read the website it takes you to. And today's word, it's all one word.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you doing it? Are you ready?
I'm getting ready.
Cornhole.
Ah, but it's a game with beanbags.
Exactly. I have
I'm feeling lucky, and it's the American Cornhole Association at www.playcornhole.org.
I have regulation cornholes.
Yeah, they actually have like a schematic to build the cornhole board and how like heavy the beanbags have. Or, well, they're corn kernel bags. Isn't that what it is? They're filled with corn kernels. So,
I don't know much about it.
Yeah, baby. I want to play cornhole with you. You guys want to play some cornhole? Best 2 out of 3. All right. What was that?
I don't remember.
It's all gone. Did I nail you?
The idea of doing cornhole with her just, man. All right. Husks me.
All right. Well, that concludes this. That concludes this episode of Getting Lucky with the Soiree Girls. I hope you enjoyed that with music. Finally, a multimedia experience. We did it. That was us high-fiving. Ah, dude, you still got Nair on your hands.
It's not Nair.
Wash that shit off, man. That's not Nair. This guy, you're a bastard.
It's from the cornhole.
It's not the motion of the ocean, but the coconut lotion. All right, so...
Man, these are some fat show notes. We talked about a lot of stuff tonight.
All right, so what's left? Okay, we did A Tales from the Dork Side. We did Free Software. We did YouTube Clips of the Week. We did a Bare Metal Question of the Week.
Ooh, I have a YWOW.
You have a YWOW?
HappyNews.com.
HappyNews.com?
HappyNews.com.
What's HappyNews.com?
It's just what it says. It's Happy News.
So Yoko's website of the week
is HappyNews.com.
All the news that's fun to print. Bionic cat eyes may help humans. That's the headline. Hey, that's great. You know, I like happy news.
Yeah, it's a little bit different from all the doom and gloom we hear every day on all the other websites.
I think it's terrific. You're such a positive guy.
I'm really trying hard in 2007 to be positive.
Good. Did we do the spiders on drugs? Oh, yeah. Don't forget to check out Spiders on Drugs at YouTube also. You got to see. It's great.
You know what? Absolutely fantastic. We should try Dorks on Drugs sometime.
Dorks on Drugs? I've tried it. It works.
See how the show goes with that scenario.
One of the links I saw today in my surfings. Was
your surfings?
The Intrepid in New York City. They had a Google image. Apparently, they forklifted an SR-71 onto the flight deck of the Intrepid.
The Lockheed,
that's awesome.
Was it the Lockheed SR-71?
Yeah, Lockheed Martin SR-71.
The Blackbird.
The Blackbird.
You know, I was thinking about this, how...
it was
like,
the first military craft with the transwarp drive.
I was thinking
drive.
About this the other day. I was driving down the highway.
That's not it.
I was driving down the highway. I had to be doing like Mach 0.1.
Yeah, easily. Go to maps.google.com, Drew, and I'll guide you to it.
Yes, sir.
Somebody's microphone is extremely low.
Would it be me?
I think it's Dan.
I think I have it away from my mouth. Yeah, how's that? Okay. If I go through the roof of the sound like this.
Okay, well, maybe you could just kind of go half. Instead of like, you know, being down here. Don't do that either.
It's piercing New York.
The sound right, look, barrier. We've got 5 minutes. We've got 5 minutes of show left. Did anybody get any pieces of flair? Did we even talk about that? I mean, last show I showed you my you know, serial ATA to IDE adapters.
I upgraded my hard drive this past weekend.
Yeah, to what?
I went from 80 gigs to 250 for $89.
Not bad. Why didn't you go to 750?
They have a new terabyte out, too.
For 90 bucks, I thought 250 gigs was not bad.
Not 90 bucks for 250?
Yeah.
Do you know that the 250s I have upstairs?
No.
I got them for $54.99.
Well, whatever. What am I going to do?
Where did you buy it from?
Where did you go?
I went to Micro Center.
You rip Micro off. Center. Com?
Yeah. Micro Center.
Yeah.
Gotta
go to Newegg.
Gotta go to Geeks.com.
No. I didn't. I needed it for the weekend. I didn't have time to plan this out.
ASAP.
Yeah, I didn't have time to plan it out.
I think that is it right there. Yeah, I can see the jet.
What are you looking at?
The SR-71 on the Intrepid.
God damn it!
We're going back in time here, Irv.
Gonna go back in time. Oh, we're up to 5 listeners.
Oh, it's the SR-71.
Oh, you lost the SR-71.
Lockheed Martin is listening. All right,
man, maps.google.com is the bomb.
You know, I got the Google Maps application for my my cell phone.
I have it on my BlackBerry. It's sweet. It's saved my ass several times.
Right when you launch it, it says, "Do not use this product while driving." I'm like, well, fuck you.
Speaking of Google Maps, apparently there's some outcry because they found proof in Yemen that terrorists are using Google Maps to plot their attacks on coalition forces.
I heard that,
interesting.
Too.
Day interesting. Day by day, we'll lose all of our rights.
Damn terrorists!
They're winning.
Are they winning? If we cancel Google Maps or something.
You know what's sad is, does that indicate that Google's got better technology than the government does?
No. The government clearly has better technology, but this is open. Well, not necessarily.
This is available to everyone.
It's widely available, and it's very good.
But then we're too nice because we should bomb the shit out of their infrastructure then.
No internet for Yemen.
Damn straight.
And there's another one.
Take it to the hole, baby.
Apparently, there's one internet.
Take it to the house.
There's one internet pipe, one internet tube that goes into.
Like trucks?
Yes. It's like a dump truck.
It's a dump truck.
on a series of tubes.
Well, there's only one that goes to the UAE, Yemen. I believe.
The United Arab Emirates.
And apparently, there's a big spammer coming out of there, and they were going to ban this whole subnet from being allowed on the internet.
Do it.
But then the problem was that everybody else that's legitimate in the UAE couldn't surf the web.
Actually, the UAE, they're actually pretty legitimate. The UAE is pretty legitimate. Someone's building a plant there. Some big company is building a big plant.
Yeah, and Bush is on their board.
In the UAE. Like, is it Ford or Intel or I don't know, somebody is building a huge factory or whatever in the UAE.
Is it Dubai Ports World, maybe?
Is Dubai in the UAE? Is that where that is?
I believe so.
Dubai is pretty fat.
Dubai is on the coast of
the Persian Gulf,
the eastern side of Saudi Arabia. I don't think it's
that's where UAE
is. Did you know that there is a Jewish member of the Iranian parliament?
Yes, I did. There's actually a couple, isn't there?
Yeah, there's always been one. They it's like in their constitution that there has to be like at least one like representative or something of every like major.
Do you think he believes the Holocaust happened?
Oh yeah, he didn't.
He's not a figurehead.
He doesn't really care for that. But I think what was really going on with that is that was more anti-Zionist than anti-Jew. Okay, that's basically saying like okay, they're looking for are legitimate reasons to attack Israel, or to legitimize violence against Israel to say like that never had a right to exist in the first place, and that's what that's all about. So the Holocaust is really why the state of Israel exists.
Dirty Jews.
Oh, I thought you... Jesus. Anyway, the point is that he's actually interesting. He's like if you read his entry in Wikipedia, he's kind of an interesting guy. Yeah. But anyway, Jesus, man. All right, this show's over.
It is.
We kind of staggered to the finish there a little bit, I think.
Yeah.
Scary is it actually got a lot livelier once we started talking about politics and stuff.
Well, speaking of politics,
start talking about.
Yep.
Yeah.
George Bush is about to take the stage. Well, actually, he's probably going to start walking down the hall of the House of Representatives, and then he's going to get announced, and he's going to walk through and shake a bunch of hands. You know, there's going to be a lot fewer people who are going to be so eager to shake his fucking hand than it used to be.
Yeah.
No doubt. It used to be a frickin' love fest when you would walk in there, you know, and now it's going to be pretty... It's going to be a tough crowd. It's going to be a tough crowd for this speech tonight, man. I don't think they're going to be pretty fucking skeptical of what... What's he going to say? I mean, what is he going to fucking say?
Suppose he's going to tell us all to carpool.
Carpool?
Yeah. Carpool tunnel. No, he's going to try and get us to reduce our reliance on gasoline, which translates to me that we should carpool.
I personally think you should use public transportation.
And it's so dirty.
And stop showering.
How about this? Move closer to where you work.
Very true.
People commuting an hour each way, you're insane.
I couldn't believe. Like,
how far is your commute?
All you fuckers driving H1s or H2s.
Like or Jeep Grand Cherokees.
Where the fuck did Brian Ayers live? And
he's in
Parma. Worthy?
The moon.
The fuck, he lived in like North Ridgeville.
He lived on the moon.
No, that was Louise.
Yeah, Louise lived in North Ridgeville.
And she commuted
all the way to Mayfield Heights. That's
we have a guy crazy. In our group that lives in Vermilion.
That yep.
And works in
a friend of my family's
Progressive in Vermilion.
Yeah, it's an hour and a half. It's insane.
What a dope!
What did
he leaves the house at 6 o'clock every morning just to beat traffic.
He's got to hate his wife and kids.
Has to. Because he doesn't get home
well,
until 8.
Well, right. Vermilion's really nice. I mean, like, Vermilion's like right on the lake.
Right.
So, I mean, you know. But Jesus Christ.
Exactly.
That's fucking insane. That's nuts.
I hate my 23-minute commute, 27-minute commute.
I love my 12-minute commute.
Oh, I hate driving through the Heights.
I hate the Heights.
You're crazy.
Landlocked. I like it. I hop on Fairmount, and I'm gone.
Yeah, Fairmount's about the only thing, the only street that I can deal with, because it's mostly stop signs, mm-hmm, not lights.
Exactly.
God damn it.
How long are your commutes out there, all you listeners?
Well, mine are great because from here, it's jump on any highway I want and boom, boom, boom. And I'm usually against the flow of rush hour traffic.
This is the ideal location, I think.
Yeah, so I think you also should move here.
Tremont's pretty good.
We should move here.
There goes the neighborhood.
Woohoo! All right, let's wrap up the show. Drew, have you got everything you need?
Yes, thank you.
Might as well start publishing now so we don't have a fiasco like last
week. I did it. It's done. It's
okay.
Out there.
All right. Well, I'll have the show uploaded hopefully sometime tomorrow.
It'll be posted in 30 minutes or it's free.
Oh, Christ.
That means you got to do some work.
I can't even upload the show that fast. So, anything else? Anything else you want to say? No? All right.
Let's say goodnight.
Well, thank you very, very much for listening. We had a wonderful time creating this work of broadcasting art for your benefit. Tune in. Well, we're going to try to do a show next week, but it'll probably be the week after that or something like that. But we'll try. And we appreciate everyone listening and have a wonderful week. See you next time.
You get all those pimps together. It was live.